And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, September 21st. It is Fed Decision Day, and I know you guys have it all marked on your calendar. I promise. I'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't worry. We'll go over all the details, what the Fed official projections look like, and what their commentary means. And, you know, interest rates are going up because inflation remains high. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about it for now. If you have a question that you would like to pose to me and to Mark, all you need to do is go to our website. It's called JillOnMoney.com. You go there, and on the top right corner, contact us, click the button, you write what your question is, and at the end, it says, would you like to come on the air with us? And if you would, click the box, and Mark does everything else. Today, we are talking to Linda, who joins us from Florida. Hello, Linda. Now you're getting into like the fun part of Florida, which is when we start suffering in the fourth quarter and start complaining that we're cold, you get to be like, I'm good. I'm good. All set, Jill. So what's going on for you, Linda?
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to speak to you. We are definitely entering the beautiful time to be down here, but I do have some questions just related to making sure we're on track for retirement and seeing if we are actually too late to start Roth accounts.
Honey, it is never too late. I'm going to tell you that right now. Really isn't, unless you have no earned income, and then it is too late. But you already sound young. So let's start with a couple of questions. First of all, how old are you?
50.
Definitely not too late. Okay, so Lindy's 50, and your husband is how old?
Also 50.
And are you both working out of the home? It's so funny. Now I can say, are you both working? Because everyone's working in home and out of the home. So are you both working right now?
Yes, we both work full time.
How much do you guys earn?
Combined, right about 200, about 225 with bonuses.
Great. Congratulations. That's excellent. Are you both using retirement plans through work?
Yes. We both contribute 20% to each of our 401ks.
Traditional or Roth?
Traditional.
Tell us the value of those 401ks right now.
Well, since we just started new positions and new companies, we're just starting to build that up. So just a few thousand in each of those.
Okay.
But our previous 401k rollovers from other companies has combined about 545.
Wow. And are you rolled those over into IRA rollover accounts? Are you managing those accounts yourselves?
Yes.
Okay. Where are they held?
With Fidelity.
That's good. What about non-retirement accounts? Anything else that's floating around?
Yeah, we also have a taxable brokerage with Fidelity, which has about 370 in it.
Mm.
And that's mostly invested in ETFs and some cash. Also have some company stock worth about 25,000 and a cash emergency account, which has about 8,000 in it. We're just building that up as well.
Okay.
And the last thing we have would be a 529 plan, which has about 35,000 in it.
How old are the kids?
One that's 14.
Is there another?
No, just one.
I know that there is this Florida plan where it's like a prepaid plan if you go to school in Florida. Are you involved in that at all?
Not the prepaid plan, but there is a really interesting scholarship opportunity if the child maintains good grades. It's funded through the lottery, and the only requirement is good grades and community service hours, and it pays for 100% of tuition and books if the child stays in state.
That is amazing. So now the pressure's on. How good a student is the 14-year-old?
Straight A's since kindergarten.
Do you get A's in kindergarten? Come on. You know what?
Okay, straight A's since first grade.
Okay, right. And what is the thing that you're doing? Like, did very well during rest hour. Very well. Okay. You don't count on that, but you think it's possible, right?
Yes. Well, I'm counting on it.
Okay. Because I just want to make sure, because obviously having 35 grand, if you're 14, the kid's 14 is not enough. But if everything's canceled, if everything is covered between tuition and books, then, you know, obviously, even if the kid goes away to a different part of the state and you got some money to just pay for living expenses, that's pretty darn good. So you live in a home, yes?
Yes.
What's it worth?
About 600.
Wow. Mortgage?
360 at 3.125%.
Not moving, right?
Well,
uh-oh, here we go. Here we go, Mark. Life was looking so good for us. I thought, oh, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. Now what? What are you doing to me, girl?
Well, so it's really hard to live in Florida without a pool. And
it is.
I really feel like we need one.
Okay. Can we build one?
Well, no, we don't have room. We'd like to look at buying one. And I don't know if it makes sense to try to pay cash because of the high interest rates right now, but then that would deplete our liquid funds.
Can I go back to the first part? The first part of this call was so much better. I hate this part. So let me just deal with the first part. Linda, you are on track. Things look great. Your retirement looks great. It sounds really good. It seems like you're saving a lot of money. And your expenses, what do you think your expenses are right now about?
Between $5,000 and $6,000 a month, all in.
That's great. So yeah, you're kicking ass. No problem. Everything is good. How much longer do you think you want to work?
Well, I would only like to work about 5 more years. My husband is fine to work for at least 10 to 15.
If you look at your Social Security at your full retirement age, so, you know, will you work for 5 or 6 or 7 years and then you got 10 years before you get your money? How much is the Social Security benefit estimate for you guys?
Well, for me at 62 is about 1827.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Right.
Go to full retirement age. What's that?
So 70 would be 3,394.
What about at 67 or 66 change? What's that number?
2,700.
Okay. And what about your husband? He would keep working potentially?
Yes. And so his full benefit at retirement would be almost 4,000.
If you looked at just his salary, so if in 5 years you're saving money, the kids are, you know, out and going to college and everything's good, can you live on his salary alone?
I believe we could.
Okay, great. That's good information to have. Here's my 2 cents. If you would like to retire early in 5 years, then you can't buy a new house with a pool. If you would like to buy a new house with a pool, then you have to keep working. Ooh, Mark, is that buzzkill Jill right there at work? Astonishing what a buzzkill I am. And how much do I have to pay for this new house with a fakakta pool in it?
Probably about 600.
Right. Okay. So I have this beautiful $600,000 house right now with a low affordable mortgage. Let's say that you're right and it's just a 600 for 600. Let's just say that, because I don't believe that. I think maybe we owe, and we have a cost to actually make the move. So what you're saying to me is like, oh, instead of, oh, I won't even have a mortgage, Jill, what I'll do is I'll use my equity. I'll take all that gorgeous brokerage account money that would actually fund the period of time between age 55 and 67, because that you're going to need that money, and put a ton of pressure on a single household earner because I need a pool. Can't you join like a pool club or something?
We could, but they probably would frown on me bringing my dog to go swimming.
Oh, God. What about your nice friends? How much are you going to use the pool when it's really, really hot? You're not going to use it. You're staying inside.
No, I like to be outside. I would use it for sure. And my dog loves to swim.
Okay. So. Are you now telling me it does not matter what I say, you're doing this and I have to just figure out how?
No, I guess I would be curious, how much longer would I need to work?
You want to buy a house that's like your forever house, right?
Correct.
If you were to buy this house, then I think the problem, I think that what you have to do is think about taking a risk. And the risk is not one of my favorite things, but I'm going to put it out there for you. So you want to buy the house and you're like, okay, I'll keep working, Jill. I'll suck it up. You don't have to work as hard because your expenses are not going to go up by that much. But what I think you would want to do is you'd want to price the house. And all of a sudden, Mark, you know, she's going to come back and say, you know, I told you 600. It was really 800. But okay, let's say it's six. You need to look at adjustable rate mortgage options that are going to keep your that mortgage interest rate down, with the idea that you have to really keep an eye on it so that you can refinance within whatever the adjustment period is. It might be 7 years or 10 years, but I do think you'll get another shot at refinancing the mortgage within that time frame. And if you don't, and interest rates are really going up, you can eventually use the brokerage account to pay the debt off when we have to. It's going to be a big jump up in expenses for you guys to go from a 3%, you said 3.125. When did you get that mortgage?
Last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a big change for you in your total expenses to have a 6% note now. So I think that we should price it out and we should look at it. And I think that there's the possibility that you can do this and you can get your pool. You're going to end up eating into the brokerage account anyway, because it costs money to move. And you, no one moves. Even if you move into a brand new house, you're going to do stuff. So you're going to spend some of that brokerage account money. And how about this? I would say that we could you were planning to work on 50 at 55 anyway. I think you should plan on 60 and we can reevaluate if you're kicking ass and things are great. Because if your full-time income between the two of you goes from, say, 200, and then you say, well, wait a minute, it's 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, we're making 300, maybe the age of retirement comes closer. But I think we should plan on at least 60, just for the heck of it. And then you get your pool with your dog, and you can stop cursing me because I hear you right now.
That sounds good. I think I can compromise.
You think so?
Maybe.
Oh my God. Mark, what do you think is going to happen when we get off the line?
Well, she's got to weigh the priorities. Does she want to potentially retire early or does she want a pool?
That is like a no-brainer to me. Like, I would think about retiring early and no pool, but that's me. And I don't live in Florida. Okay. So I'm going to go for this. I am going to say that, in fact, you're in a position to make both of these things happen. It's just not going to be the exact time horizon that you seek. And if you can be okay with that, then great. Then you're good. And you would move in your general area because you still have a kid. You have to move in the same school system, right?
Right. And what if, though, I'm just throwing this out there, what if I just went to part-time and didn't retire?
I mean, I think that could work. I think it could work. I think that we have to see what you're really getting into when you get the new house. Mm-hmm. Because as I said, I don't exactly trust that you are going to find yourself an exact 600 for 600 swap. So I think you should look. I think you should be very clear-eyed about it. I think that you should look at mortgage rates and see what your nut is going to be. And then get back in touch with us and say, you know, here's what we ended up doing. We spent 700. We got this kind of mortgage. It's this affordable. Now, what do you think if I'm willing to go, you know, part-time? Then great. Then that's fine. But we got to get our arms around the actual numbers and what it's going to cost you to make this trade. Yeah. And I think you can do it. I really do. I think we have to be open. And we have to be open to the possibility that in order to do what this, I mean, this is kind of like a classic question. in order to live a somewhat bigger life right now, what am I willing to do? Am I willing to delay my retirement? Am I willing to save a ton more? Like a lot of people will say, like, well, you know, in order to have flexibility in the future, I'll save a lot of money today. You're the opposite, which is in order to give up some of my future flexibility, I really want to live the way I want to live today. And that's fine. It's a fine choice. And there's no judgment here, except there's no way I would do that because I don't love pools so much. But you're you. And there are probably many things that I do in my life. And you'd be like, ugh, that's a stupid thing to do. Okay. We all make these choices. If we knew that you could get a part-time gig and you could make, instead of, I don't know what you make right now, but let's say you make 120 and you're like, I could make 75. Maybe it works. Maybe it does. But we're going to have to wait and see because in 5 years, we might be in a different labor market. I don't know what's going to happen. I will be very much of a cheerleader if you find me that $600,000 house with a pool and let's get you a good mortgage rate.
Sounds good.
Linda, is there anything else that we can do for you today?
No, I think that's it. You know, obviously the first question and the main one was if we should start doing Roths. So I will get right on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start building up that after tax money.
Do you have a Roth option through work or not?
I do. I'm not sure about my husband.
That's all right. Then you do it and it's fine. You could split the difference. Can I ask you the annoying question that you know I'm going to ask? Life insurance and estate planning. What do you got?
Done and done.
Beautiful. All right. This woman comes prepared. Go get yourself a pool, lady. Okay.
Thank you so much. It was awesome talking to you.
Oh, it was a lot of fun for us. Thank you for getting in touch with us. If you, like Linda, want to make the disastrous decision, I'm just kidding. You are weighing a big splurge today and how it might impact your future. These are the kinds of questions that are always a lot of fun for us. So just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air, and we can work it out with you. That's the beautiful thing. It's like we're in it with you. So we'll let you know tomorrow all about the Federal Reserve. When you go to the jillonmoney.com website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, and don't forget to pre-order the book, The Great Money Reset. Do me a favor. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.